What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with James out of Tokyo about Greta Thunberg, who just went through a recent embarrassment. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention that point briefly, but you had another caller talk about Syria yesterday, and he said that he wanted to have Trump impeached, not because of the phony Ukrainian telephone call, but because Trump is securing the oil, so I'd like to see him be impeached. I know you don't like the Trump and the U.S. securing that oil, but personally, I think it's a stroke of genius, because by doing that, they're preventing the Kurds from going into Syria for war to take that oil so that they can have enough dough to make their own Kurdistan, which will lead to further widespread war in the region. It also prevents Erdogan and his sons from stealing that oil and selling it for their personal benefit. And it also prevents the previously Obama-supported ISIS people from taking that oil to support killing more Christians throughout Syria. And Syria, it's better for them because they proved that they were not capable of protecting their own oil resources. So now Russia, Turkey, the Kurds, Syria, they're engaged in peace talks, which I think might go well because the whole oil thing is out of the question. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with most of what you said. But Trump has made it clear that a big part of this is controlling the oil agenda is keeping it out of the hands of Assad, because Assad would use that oil revenue to rebuild Syria after all these years of war being made on their territory. And the bottom line is, under international law, under the UN Charter, Trump has no legal right to be in Syria at all, let alone grabbing the oil and trucking it out. And so in the context of the rule of law, you know.
Yeah, I agree. He has no right to be there, but now this is everything has occurred, and for peace in the region, I think this is just the best way. That guy Tom is right. Immigration is totally out of control. I think Japan has really great immigration rules. If you want to come here to try and get with a normal job, you have to show a college diploma. You have to have a company sponsor you for a job that will pay you at least $30,000 a year. They vet people. So you don't have a big problem. I'm a legal immigrant here myself. And then after living here for a couple of years and you pay your taxes and you stay out of trouble, you can apply for your green card, which they call it here a permanent residency. But, New Jersey is a shithole, Tom. My mom used to have a house there, but don't have Dustin keep calling back. Mike, you always let Dustin call back over the most minute things. For example, Tom would say, hey, Dustin, I cut my own lawn, so I don't need an immigrant. And so Dustin calls back and he goes, well, I want to respond to that. It's okay if you cut your own lawn. And then he just will go on and on and on. Well, Trump is not doing anything. He's not building the wall. He's not doing this. Actually, Trump has been doing a lot of stuff. He got out a lot of bad trade deals. He's bringing jobs back. He's bringing manufacturing back. He's cutting taxes. He significantly reduced regulations, which personally affected my life in a positive manner, as one of my investments was due to these regulations. And due to that, I was able to retire at the young age of 55. He's the only person that I see that is even trying to take the issue of immigration seriously. And the wall is being built, though not as the pace, which I guess he wants it because there's so much opposition from the Democrats. So, Mike, you know, you should keep to the rules. You know, you let people just call in once a day. And I think, you know, everybody should stick to that. I responded to people that called from yesterday. And I, you know, if I had called once, I wouldn't call back to respond to people. I think that's fair.
Well, your point is well taken here. And I think as we go into the election next year, every American citizen needs to basically look around and say, how has my life personally been changed by the Trump administration. Forget about the coal miners being happy. Forget about this factory being built. Forget about the immigration wall. Everybody needs to look at their own life and say, is it better now or is it worse? And would it get better with this candidate or would it get worse with that candidate?
I totally agree with that. And finally, my final point is, recently you're talking about the whole LGBT, the transgender stuff, and I'm in total agreement with you. I mean, it's not like I really don't care what people do in their personal life, but they're kind of like pushing this whole thing on society where it's like you have to really be for it unless, and if you're not totally for it, you're just like, you're a terrible person. You're not normal. So the only final thing I could say about that is, Mike, Kellogg is making a new cereal targeted towards members of the LGBT community, and I want you to stay off it. Due to the high soy content, I'm very scared that you might leave that lovely harp-playing Angel Claire and move to Thailand and spend all your free time looking for ladyboys. So don't eat that, Kellogg, okay?
Well, hadn't occurred to me that there was even a possibility of that. And my understanding is that this all-inclusive cereal is really just a repackaging of several of their name brands in the same box with the appropriate color cover illustration, box illustration. And I don't think it's going to do very well because it's very expensive. It's more symbolic than anything. And I'm a little too old for breakfast cereals anyway. So anything else?
Pink box is cute. That's all I have to say, Mike. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. And apparently there's this article that came out of governmentslaves.com saying 11,000 experts propose a final solution to global warming, just kill billions of people. So either that means a world war, an induced pandemic, or maybe we should all start making up lists of people we think need to be shot. So the Chukchi Sea between Russia and the United States has long posed a big question mark to polar bear researchers. The bears there are one of 19 distinct subpopulations found across the circumpolar Arctic, but nobody knew just how many bears actually lived in the region. And for decades, this lack of knowledge presented a huge challenge to those attempting to forecast the endangered bear's future. But after 8 years of tracking and tagging, scientists finally have an answer. They're not endangered. A study published in Scientific Reports, a Nature journal, researchers from several federal agencies and the University of Washington pinned the population down to an estimated 2,937 bears. So for all intents and purposes, the Chukchi polar bears appear to be doing well. They're not drowning. They're not dying from human-caused global warming. By the way, if you still think humans are causing global warming, are you in for a rough week, both in New England and out in the Pacific Northwest? Now, Trump is starting to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. That's one of the things I agree with him on. And Alyssa Milano is out there demanding to know why Trump hates everything. Because anytime somebody does something that Alyssa Milano does not agree with, it's obviously they're a hater. They are a hater. Reality is that the slight increase to carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is leading to a greener Earth. Plants are growing faster, more productive. They're producing faster crops. Do you know in commercial greenhouses, they will artificially increase the CO2 inside so the plants will grow faster and produce more saleable crop? Carbon dioxide is not a toxin. It's not a poison. It's an essential component of the chain of life on Earth. But it's being villainized and demonized because they want to say, oh, carbon dioxide is bad. And you icky-poo human beings, you're the cause of increased carbon dioxide. Therefore, you must atone for money and your obedience. Anyways, we mentioned earlier in the program, Terminator Dark Fate, is practically dead on arrival. They're predicting a $120 million loss. And as that caller said, it's because it's politically correct. They kill off the lead character in the first part of the movie so they can replace him with this young girl. It's politically correct. And I don't understand why Hollywood has not picked up on this yet. When you take an established character that the audience has responded well to in the past and you feminize it or you turn him into indoctrination, and then it bombs miserably. I think the feminization of Ghostbusters is a classic example. And it wasn't the fault of the cast. They were all very excellent comedians. They basically modified the original script, so it wasn't the script. It's just people aren't used to having that thrown at them. Characters that they're used to, you know, all of a sudden change gender or have no gender. And there's also a time in a film franchise when you have to realize you've run its course and it's time to quit. So you've jumped the shark. It's time to retire and enjoy the money you've made. Enjoy your fame. Start hitting the science fiction convention circuit, Comic-Con and so forth. You know, and ride your fame for a little bit. Anyway, we were talking earlier, well, actually just yesterday, about all these quakes that are hitting all over Mindanao. Apparently, they've had a 6.6 quake strike off Tonga. And it hit about 83 miles west of Niuafu, the country's second largest town. They're not expecting permanent damage from it. Then they had a magnitude 6 quake hits in central Chile. No damage reported there. So the earth is a rockin' and a rollin'. It really, really is. Got that jump down, bounce around, shake the town, earthquake boogie. All righty. Now, apparently AMD, which has been considered up until now a chip-making underdog, they're starting to really glow because of the problems that have come out with Intel's chips and their speculative execution, which has opened up huge security problems. And if you patch the chip to get rid of the security problem, then the chip slows way, way down. So they're having a good time over there. All right. So apparently Boeing is now being accused of poor information security, and it threatens passenger safety, national security. This according to a researcher. Chris Kubeka, in an address to an audience at the Aviation Cybersecurity Conference in London, saying, no, they're not being careful. They're not being careful at all. Apparently, there is a new bug that has shown up in the updated Firefox that causes the browser to lock up after displaying a message saying the computer is running a pirated version of Windows that has been hacked. And it then throws up a toll-free number. Says, call now and make a payment to license your Windows or your computer will be permanently disabled. There are so many scammers out there. And yet all of the effort the government seems to put into the computer is to silence critics of Israel and conservatives in general and people who don't believe vaccines are safe. In other words, people who think for themselves are now being targeted. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. Okay. All right. We've got a caller on the line. Dustin in New Jersey. I was kind of waiting for you to call on in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, those silver shekels you gave me, Mike, they're starting to rust there.
I was going to say the check is in the mail.
Yeah. I mean, as somebody says that, you've just lost the argument, you know, to say something like that when you can't agree or disagree with somebody, you got to say something like that. I take money, I'm getting paid off. Or yet another caller says I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm 49 years old. The first time I voted was for Obama. I'm not a lifelong Democrat. Yeah, I agree on some Democratic issues. I agree with, like, closing the border. I'm not for open yep. borders. I'm not for what they're doing in Britain, where you can't say ladies and gentlemen. I don't agree with transgenders and all these kindergarten talking to kids with the transgender book club signings and all. I mean, but I agree on, like, you know, health care, basic health care for people, and I agree with no wars. I'm more of a libertarian, per se. But, I mean, people... Yeah. And then other callers are saying, like, oh, the manufacturing, you know, Trump's bringing the Drudge Report had a 11% manufacturing now. It used to be 13%. So how do they explain that? They said, well, they're all, the listener said, oh, he's got the numbers. Well, we're manufacturing is down to 11%. It used to be 13%. That means it's reduced. So the manufacturing jobs are not there. Just because a Foxconn or whatever company opens up a factory doesn't automatically say, well, Trump did that. You know, Trump, these deals are years in the making, years and years ahead, you know?
Like, yes.
When the next president gets in, that president might not have been able to do those, that might be Trump then. But just to say, well, Trump's in, all the jobs are coming back, because, you know, those things are already in motion. Yeah, that's easy to figure out. But, I mean, I look on the Drudge Report, and I look at, I said it yesterday, record number of immigrant families crossing the border unhindered. That's a fact.
Yes.
You know? Trump leaves Syria only to come back. That's a fact. You know? So I don't understand why these people just... See, Mike, the problem is either you're a Democrat and Republican, it's either they're right, or I'm wrong, and they're wrong. I'm looking at the facts right here. This is on the Drudge Report. It's not like a liberal website, you know? So I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand why, but just people calling in saying, well, I'm a hack or something. I ain't no hack, man.
As you said before, that's their last resort. I mean, when I first started pointing out that there were serious problems with this human-caused global warming thing, I got tons of calls and tons of emails saying, oh, you must be in the pay of the oil companies. Well, I never got a check.
These callers are regular callers, Mike. They call in regular, you know, I don't think they're shills. I think they believe in what Trump says. But, I mean, they make Trump like he's their brother or he's their family member. I don't know Trump, but these people don't know Trump neither. I'm going by what's on the Drudge Report and what I see with my own eyes. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, Trump's doing this, Trump's doing that, and all the people going to his rally. Big deal. So what? I see a lot of people going to other people's rallies. That doesn't mean squat. A lot of those people don't know what's going on. A lot of those people don't even realize that we armed Al-Qaeda and, Al-Nusra Front. A lot of those people who go to those rallies don't understand that. They just don't do the research, you know? I'm not ripping on them. I'm not saying they're stupid. I'm just saying they just don't do the research, you know? So, but that's all I got to say, Mike. I mean, it just aggravates me. People call in and say, I take money. They don't like what I got to say, so I'm bad, you know?
Yes.
You know, and remember, by the way, Mike, I voted for Trump. You know, only two presidents I ever voted for in my whole life. Is Obama, which was a big mistake because I believed in his hope, and Trump. And that's it. Not a a lifelong Democrat. I voted for Trump. I just don't see any results, you know? So that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Got an interesting little email here. Mike, that caller, Tony, who kept interrupting you, was the same guy that did the same thing about 10 minutes earlier under the name of Chris. It was the same guy, exact same voice, exact same demeanor. He was just calling in under a different name and doing the same thing. Well, we get that a lot here. Now, that's the unpleasant reality here. You know, there are people who are paid to disrupt online discussions. Oh, my goodness, we're down to our first commercial break here. We'll be right back after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I'm going to avoid politics today, Mike. You mentioned the increase of an apparent increase in earthquake activity today around the globe. And then yesterday, I think you discussed the New Madrid fault system in the central continent. I would tell you, as a geologist, I have a few comments to make about this. First off, that this is happening is not unusual. Earthquake activity has varied over time, as plate tectonic activity has varied over time as well. And so that it's occurring today tells you that Earth is doing what it's been doing for billions of years, operating through plate tectonics. So what you're seeing today is really not unusual. The New Madrid system is something different. It's a fault that runs up, or a system that runs up through the central part of the continent. It's what's called a craton. So the forces acting on that are somewhat different from the forces acting along the subduction
yes.
zone and the transport fault zones along the west coast of North America, Central America, and South America. But when that thing goes, I expect that that's going to be a devastating earthquake because of where it occurs and the type of rocks involved in this matter. So they're very hard, mm-hmm. very competent rocks. And when that thing shifts and it moves, it's going to transmit a lot of energy a very long distance very quickly. And I expect that depending of the earthquake is, there could be a lot of damage to some of the, cities up and down the Mississippi embayment.
Yep.
So don't buy property in Memphis or St. Louis if you're if you're concerned about the new Madrid quake. Now, when is that going to occur? Heck, I don't know. It's like trying to predict volcanic activity or earthquake activity. Anyway, but one other thing I want to tell you about this is that my son-in-law brought home a book that he got from a library up in Pflugerville, Texas, and the book deals with the influence of climate change and global warming on earthquakes and tectonic activity. And I saw that, and I wanted to practically throw it into the fireplace because it's just pure trash. There's nothing in the climate that's going to affect the central heat engine of the Earth and affect the convective system that's moving these plates around on the surface of Earth. And the fact that somebody can actually publish trash like that and that people would read it, to me, is absolutely appalling.
Yeah, but if you look at all the things that have been blamed on human-caused global warming, there's actually a sub-page off of my ClimateGate page. I mean, anything going wrong anywhere on Earth, increase in prostitution, oh, it's got to be global warming's fault. And it really is ridiculous, and it's hysteric. And climate changes. It always has. It always will. And it was changing long before humans showed up. And it'll go on changing after we're gone.
Well, people need to understand that the current climate is actually rather cool with respect to climates that have preceded this one. If you look back at the temperature record through time, temperatures have been a lot higher. CO2 concentrations have been a lot higher and a lot lower. But the CO2 concentrations are really among about the lowest that they've ever been throughout geological time. You need to be concerned about this because if you get much lower, you get down to around 150 ppm in the atmosphere, you're at a point where you can no longer really support plant growth. And so we'll be in trouble there because the CO2 in the atmosphere is involved in photosynthesis, and it's photosynthesis that produces the oxygen in the atmosphere. So we need to be concerned about not trying to drive this too low. Frankly, we could use a bit more because I think we need more greening of the earth in order to produce more oxygen.
I agree.
Anyway, that's an unpopular opinion to have here in Austin, Texas, with all the uninformed greenies around. But it's difficult to argue with if you really understand gas chemistry and how Earth's climate has varied over time. Anyway,
well, again, there's not a lot of science in this whole global warming thing. And, of course, they don't even call it global warming anymore because we've got another early, hard winter on its way in. So they've rebranded it as climate change, and they're trying to convince us that the climate wouldn't be changing if it weren't for us icky-poo human beings.
Well, yeah. You know they're off in left field that the science presupposes this conclusion when you hear things like global warming science. There is no such thing as global warming science. There is climatology, and climatology should not lead you definitely to one conclusion or the other. But too many people I know who jump into this, and that includes a good number of younger geologists who, like, unlike me, haven't worked in the extractive industries or have doctorates in geochemistry and whatever, you know, are quick to glom on to nonsense like that. And I do my very best to discourage young people from majoring in nonsense fields such as environmental science, because those fields are really not designed to do anything other than indoctrinate young people into thinking
and
that there is a problem.
Right,
it is.
Okay. All right, Kelly, got to let you go. Got to take a commercial break. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Gabriel from the State of Confusion. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I just wanted to bring up the Trump bashing. I listen to this radio to hear what Trump does right and what Trump does wrong so I can make my own opinion.
Yes.
That's what I listen to. Okay, when it seems like certain callers call in and it's a constant thing, either they don't think I'm smart enough to know these things or they just like hearing themselves talk. Now, as far as Dustin, the gentleman called in and asked you, Mike, if you were paying him because he has preferential treatment when it comes to the one call a day policy. And Dustin is the person that calls in and talks the most about the left-right paradigm. People only see it left-right, Republican, Democrat, calls in and accuses the gentleman about, you know, who brought up the inconsistency in the one-call-a-day policy and accuses him of the left-right paradigm, not listening to what he says, not wanting to hear what he says. That's what I wanted to say, Mike. I appreciate your show. I listen to it because I want to hear what Trump does right, what Trump does wrong. And I spend $50 a month on this radio station. So if the Trump bashers want to meet me dollar for dollar, I'd appreciate it. All right, Michael, that's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. I mean, Dustin has been with the show for a very, very long time. And so I'm perhaps a little more forgiving with him than I may be with other people. I get a lot of positive email about Dustin. And so I have to take that into account as well. Anyway, let's go back to the phones here to Slim in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Mike. I'm here to call about Dustin as well, sort of, in a way, but I'm not going to bash on the guy. He's a great caller, and he's been calling, like, just like you said, he's been calling forever. He gives some, you know, he gives his opinion about Trump. He bashes Trump, but he gives rightful because he's disappointed. He invested all this time and, you know, let's say he invested all this, you know, rhetoric, I'm assuming, from a lot of his friends, just like I did, and you did probably, and I'm assuming a lot of your listeners did, you know, for supporting Trump, and now we're getting the backlash, like as if we sort of did something wrong. No, we didn't. You know, he's the one that turned his back on us. So therefore,
yes,
we're going to criticize him, and it's our right. As citizens, you know, I'm Canadian, but as I still have the right to criticize my prime minister and your president as well, right?
Yes.
And
help yourself.
No, I won't do that too much. Don't worry. I'm not against Trump, and I'm not for him. You know, I'm sort of. I really don't. You know, in a way, I don't care. It's all a circus to me. You know what I mean? And we're just, you know, just sitting here. You know, you as Americans, you get the front row seats to the circus, and we're, in the lower bowl. So, I'm just here to call that. Listen, you can't dictate the show based on trolls that are calling in the show. You have a few trolls
right.
that are calling in, bashing Dustin. And if you don't like Dustin, then you don't like the show, then carry on. If you like the show and you appreciate who calls in and give their, you know, their First Amendment right to, you know, and that's what this show is all about, is to be able to, you know, allow you your freedom of speech, allow you your freedom of opinion, right? And it's up to the show's host to, you know, to respond to the person's opinion, whether it's yes, no, say whatever. And another thing, like, it's your show, Mike, and it's none of
yes.
our right to say what you do, don't do, who you allow, who you don't allow, and who, whatever, who you want to answer the phone from. Well, I say you shouldn't listen to the trolls or feed the trolls, even though I'm being a hypocrite right now by mentioning them. But I think they should, all these trolls, like the dude who called twice, I think you should just run into heavy traffic, because really you're not doing anything for anybody. You're not helping anybody out. Really, you should just do yourself a favor and be another statistic and this and that. And, I mean, you know, that's my opinion. I know it's not yours, Mike. Right, and I'm just going to throw that out there, so no, you know, the FCC won't come after you. But anyways, you know, and another thing, you know, I called earlier about, you know, a few days ago about what's going on in Lebanon, the protests that are happening in Lebanon.
Yes.
Apparently, I've been bamboozled as well. It's all a big Soros-funded. You know, for the most part, a lot of it's Soros-funded protesters. The leaders of these Soros. These protests are Soros funded. So, you know, over here I've been, you know, it's just like the Trump thing all over again that happened to me. You know, I'm feeling sort of diffused, but I'm sort of happy about what's going on. You know, I'm glad that hopefully the corruption will take care of, but at what end, right? Hopefully they don't turn it into an Islamic state, and then we're in worse situations than we were before, right? So, you know, but that's a whole different. That's another side note that I just wanted, you know, an update to what I called in before.
Okay.
Like I said, people, if you don't like Dustin, I remember a lot of people crapped on John, may he rest in peace, John from Barbados. I remember John, and he was one of the best callers you ever had, and people crapped on him one day because he made a simple joke about America, even though he loves America. And he loved the idea of America, and everybody crapped on him and started crapping on London and this and this and this, and it went into a whole this whole feud, and this it started, and I was thinking at the time, this is totally counterproductive. This isn't helping anybody out. We got all these problems in the world, and we're sitting there worried about John for Barbados, and may he rest in peace. It turned out to be all for naught in the end, and you know, we all loved him, and now look, we wish you know, that we can get him to come back and call back one more time. But, you know, unfortunately,
yeah,
it's never going to happen. Mike, I got to let you go because I got to go. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate all your callers. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, the rules here are very simple. If you call in and you're polite and respectful, I'm willing to let you air a point of view that is opposed to what I'm saying, because that's what discourse is supposed to be about. When you call on in and start screaming to basically force your point of view on everybody else, it is my show. And I have a disconnect button here, and I'm not afraid to use it. So let's go back to the phones here to Marcia in Massachusetts. Aloha, Marcia. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was calling to say I haven't tuned in a while, and I was actually happy to hear some people call in and support President Trump tonight, because I haven't heard that in your show. All I hear, and Dustin's one of them, is he hasn't done anything. He's been in there. He hasn't done anything. He, you know, he was an outsider who came in, and he's been fighting the deep state, as Chuck Schumer reminded him before he was elected. We have, you know, 6 ways from Sunday to get back at you. And he has to somehow try to get past the deep state to get anything done. He has done so much. When I listen to people call in and say he hasn't, where's the wall? He can't get Congress to give him any money for the wall. What he's come up with on his own is amazing. I think I'm just dumbfounded. And for Dustin to say he gets his news off Drudge. Drudge is left now. It's not even right, and I'm not either. I voted for Trump, but I haven't voted. The only other Republican I voted for was Ron Paul, and I wouldn't vote for Ross Perot back in the day because I said the machine's too big. I don't think he can go in. I don't think he can do it. He can't be successful against such a big machine. But Trump's been doing this a long time, and he came in on his own money. He didn't take money from anybody. He's the only president who's ever been elected and
true.
Has lost money in office.
Trump took a lot of money from Sheldon Adelson.
Well, he did most of it on his own. I don't think he... Well, we could argue about that. But Dustin and Mark... I mean, Mark called up tonight and he showed his true colors. He said he's for socialism. I don't know where you go with that. You know, the vaccine thing is because the pharmaceutical companies were given immunity for vaccines. That's their business model now. They can just create, and they have no, you know, they're not held to any legal standard on those. But just back to Trump, I mean, he has accomplished a lot. I don't know where people come up with saying he hasn't.
Well, I think if you go back on what he campaigned on in 2016, vaccine safety has not been addressed. The flaws in our election system have not been addressed. And maybe he's built a small section of the wall.
They are being addressed.
I mean, he dropped the entire Election Integrity Commission and just turned it over to the Department of Homeland Security, who, as we saw in 2018, has done nothing just to ameliorate the problem.
He dropped it because the states wouldn't send him the information that he requested. So he couldn't get the information because they said they wouldn't send it. So they're trying to address it different ways, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, basically, he turned over the vaccine safety to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's out there working as hard as he can, but can't get any mass media coverage. And as I said earlier today, I think most voters going into next year just need to ask a simple question. Has my life personally, me and my family and my business, is it better off now under Trump than it was under Obama?
I would think a millionfold. I mean, and you know what? We shouldn't compare it to was it better under Obama. We should compare it to what it would have been like under Hillary Clinton.
That I concede that point.
And I don't think any of us think that we would have been better off under Hillary Clinton. And you know,
no,
everybody
we
loves,
would have been much worse
you know,
off.
Mark loves Tulsi Gabbard now. Tulsi Gabbard was funded, put into office. One of her advisors was Tony Podesta. You know, it's why when Obama, I live in Massachusetts, you know, Mike, and it's very left. And, you know, Obama was, oh, my God, it was like Jesus was running for president. Well, Brzezinski was his foreign security advisor. Who expected anything to be different when that was his foreign security advisor?
Well, that is the biggest mistake Trump made coming into office. He wanted to be magnanimous in victory, and he let all the Obama holdovers stay. He should have fought harder for Michael Flynn. And if Flynn is, in fact, exonerated and shown to be the victim of an FBI frame-up, that's going to reflect badly on Donald Trump. And
well, you know
Donald
what?
Trump is
I'm,
now
I'm friendly.
With the same neocon advisors.
Friends. Go ahead.
Trump is now surrounded by the same neocon advisors that George W. Bush was. And they're giving him bad information.
You know, whatever. I don't mean whatever, like you don't know which. I just mean we're going to agree to disagree on some areas. I just think he's cleaned out the FBI. He's taken out those rotten people at the top. He's worked in the DOJ. We can agree to disagree on who he's put in their place. I think there is a lot being done, but I think he has accomplished a lot, and I'll just leave it there. And I do agree that maybe you shouldn't let some people call in so much. Stick to your rules or whatever. And I just appreciated tonight that I actually heard some positive comments, and thank you for your show. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you're welcome. And I don't mind the positive comments about Trump from those earlier callers. It was the manner in which it was delivered. How dare you not see the world the way I see it, which strikes me as a very liberal thing to do. Anyway, we're going to go to Frank in New York. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Mike, I was a big supporter of Trump. I invested hundreds of dollars, a lot of hours and time getting up lawn signs, going to different towns in this area. But he has failed. He has failed. He was supposed to stop the funding the sanctuary cities. He was going to jail Hillary. He was going to build the wall. He was going to get out of the Middle East. He was going to get along with Russia. He was going to bring back Glass-Steagall. He was going to overturn Obamacare. He was going to get money for the infrastructure. He was going to cap the deficit spending. He was going to have an honest 9/11 investigation. He was going to set up a vaccine commission, which he did, then he disbanded. He was going to set up a vote to prevent vote fraud commission, which he did, but then he disbanded that. He turned around, he sold weapons to the Saudis. The Saudis were involved in 9/11. Matter of fact, the House and the Senate each passed a bill, okay, to stop our aiding the Saudis in the slaughter going over on Yemen, and our presidential peace president, he vetoed that bill, okay? He signed the law to ban bump stocks. He turned his back on Julian Assange. He undermined Roy Moore. He bombed Syria based on a false flag, okay? He's allowed a record number of illegals are coming in right now. He's hired more people for Goldman Sachs in 2 years, okay, in his couple of years, than Bush and Obama combined in their 16 years. I mean, I don't see how these people can still keep defending this guy. I mean, you know, he's broken so many promises that he made. And they say, oh, well, he can't get the wall. He's the president of the United States. You know, we can build bases in 800 countries around the world or whatever, if not 800 countries, or 800 bases around the world, and he can't build a wall? Do it. And make the Supreme Court or somebody. He's got the Supreme Court. Now, who's going to stop him? You know, like Andrew Jackson, you know, they said something was unconstitutional. He said, well, let them enforce it. And he went ahead and did what he had to do. That's what Trump is supposed to do. You know, Trump brings in all of these guys, John Bolton and Pompeo and this and that. Why didn't he bring in Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura, okay, Dennis Kucinich, Cynthia McKinney? You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yep. I understand exactly what you're saying.
You know,
Trump basically turned into George W. Bush Light.
Oh, exactly. He's got Bill Barr there. Bill Barr was the one covering, he was, you know, helping out Ron Horiuchi. Remember Horiuchi shot Vicky Weaver when she's holding her baby?
Yep.
You know, Bill Barr was a big defender of his. Oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. You know, we got to bring in Tom Fitton. Okay, Tom Fitton, you know, I remember he was on with Sean Hannity. And he said, you know, we got all of these crimes going on. When are we going to start prosecuting somebody? No, Hillary's walking around. They're all walking around. You know, we always hear, oh, it's coming down when the Inspector General Horowitz, when he comes out, this is going to happen. I don't see it happening, Mike. I really don't.
No, I don't either. And I think that's Dustin's entire point. And we're supposed to think Trump is doing a great job because he did something for the coal miners, or he helped turn the ground on a factory someplace in the Midwest. That's not running an entire country. And that's why I'm saying
exactly.
Going into next year, voters need to ask themselves, how has the Trump administration improved my life, me personally, my job, my family, my quality of life? Is it better or worse? That's what people
perfect,
need to start
Mike, you
focusing
hit it perfect.
On.
You said it perfectly there. You know, I mean, you know, who got the big tax break? The 1% got 80% of that tax break.
Yeah, they did. Anyway, Frank,
you know
I got to let you go.
Okay, Michael. Thank you for
saying,
Michael. You have a good day. Great show. Bye-bye.
All right, same to you. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And I really think, you know, we're starting to see the ramp up of the propaganda campaign for Trump's reelection. And they're going about it very clumsily. But in the end, forget about what you're being told about how Trump did this or Trump did that or whatever. And just look in a mirror. look at your own life, look at your job, and just honestly say, has my personal quality of life improved in the last 3.5 years? And that should be your guide into who you're going to vote for. All righty. So anyway, the Senate has come out with a secret algorithm bill that doesn't actually fight secret algorithms. It's your Congress in action here. I love this story. This came out of governmentslaves.com. Apparently, police are warning of untrustworthy drug dealers. Well, they are drug dealers. And the police are now offering to weigh the drugs you buy from dealers to make sure that you received the correct amount for your money. So now the police are acting as quality assurance for the drug trade. I can't imagine this program is going to be a huge success. Certainly the drug dealers aren't going to want it to go anywhere. And the people who are buying the drugs aren't going to be concerned that they're being tracked now. What a dumb, dumb thing here. Over in Russia, the Duma is considering making Russian-made software mandatory for all Russian mobile devices, which means Apple, Google, Facebook would be shoved aside. And the legislation, which has passed its first reading, is basically aimed at Russia having a mobile communications technology that is not cracked by the NSA. To which I would comment, look for my article, Rivero Challenges the NSA, for some guidance and tips here. It is absurd here. Okay, apparently up in British Columbia, a cryptocurrency exchange over in Vancouver has shut its doors. It is owing more than $16 million to their customers. And so the BC Securities Commission obtained an order last week appointing an interim receiver to oversee the Einstein Exchange after filing a petition in BC Supreme Court claiming exchange founder Michael Ongun Gokturk could not be reached. Well, I think we know where that $16 million may have gone here. We live in an age of scams, criminals, and unfortunately, tolerance for same. So, alrighty, we already talked about Firefox. T-Mobile is now claiming that it owns exclusive rights to the color magenta. And apparently, the argument carried in a German court, which told startup insurer Lemonade to stop using a similar shade in their marketing. So now we have corporations saying we have the intellectual rights to this particular color. Not since ancient Rome, when the Caesars reserved the color purple for themselves, have we seen such silliness. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and catch the season premiere of The Curse of Oak Island. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller, and I'm sure he's got lots of things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to send in your support. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.